All four members of ABBA reunited in London last night for the premiere of their new live-ish stage show. The Swedish singers appeared through sophisticated holograms featuring younger avatars of the group performing songs from their back catalogue. It follows the launch last November of their first album in 40 years, Voyage.
Do I have it in me? I believe it is in them. For I know I hear a bittersweet song in the memories we share.
Sure, maybe we won't talk about the event at all. Maybe we'll just listen to ABBA until the end of the programme. God, could you just keep on listening to that? I still have faith in you, ABBA. Let's go back to the premiere of their Voyage concert last night and reporter Scott Bryan, who was in the thick of it. Scott, all I can say is lucky you. Can you give us a sense of what it was like to be there last night?
I mean, utterly surreal, to be honest. I mean, for one thing, I happen to, by sheer circumstance, live only 100 metres away from the stadium itself. It's been built and constructed in secret over the last 2 years. So to first see this building then be built literally from my balcony, but then also for it to then be ABBA, to then going to the actual concert last night, to then being in the audience and being in the weird circumstance of seeing ABBA watching ABBA on stage because I could spot them in the crowd. It was rather surreal. But I have to say, the way that they worked on the avatars, they are so lifelike, to the extent that you, after a while, you actually stop even thinking about that. The fact that they aren't actually real on stage, it sort of hurts your head. I mean, the attention to detail on the facial expressions, the way that they interact with each other, the fact that they feel heavy, or they seem heavy on the stage, they don't look sort of too over computer generated. It hurts your head. It really does hurt your head.
And what's on the set list? Because they had a lot of hits.
They do. And I think what's really good is that they whittle through them quite quickly. So I think all of the normal songs that you would be expecting ABBA to go and perform, I think they've ordered it quite well, ending on some of, let's say, the biggest hitters. They have, of course, got a few records from their most recent album, Voyage. However, that really is towards the very start of their performance. I can sort of feel that they were very much gearing towards the end. But this is the thing. It's not just about the songs themselves. It's the fact that what they have done is something incredibly immersive, because the avatars are surrounded by a screen behind them, but that screen wraps its way around the entire stadium. So things come down from the ceiling. There's mirrors, there's lights. Every single second has got an effect or something attached to it. So I think at best you would see it as a karaoke, but it's also unlike any stadium gig you've been to before, because normally you would just see the musician performing in front of you. Here, everything seems to be happening all around you at the same time.
I'm looking at Twitter at the moment. Tickets for Bruce Springsteen next May went on sale this morning, and there seemed to be an awful lot of people in a very, very long virtual queue for them, which I suppose proves the appeal of the live performance hasn't dimmed. Will this hologram business, will it catch on, do you think?
So this is what I was chatting with a few people there last night, and I think many people were saying, who I was chatting to, were highlighting that it works for ABBA. Because, of course, ABBA has said many, many times that they wouldn't be able to regroup and perform live really anymore. But I'm not sure whether it would work for other bands. It also works really well for ABBA because, of course, ABBA is a sort of a sing-along concert. It's something that every single one knows their hits to. I think it will really depend on the band. And also, I think it depends on the amount of effort that's been put in. I think it manages, despite its heavy ticket price for ABBA, it sort of works because it's really very much an immersive experience rather than just a concert. It doesn't feel like a quick cash-in. It feels like something that's been really thoughtful for the fans. And the amount of money that's reportedly been spent on this is huge. I guess that the question is that whether any other artists would be seeing this and wanting to try it themselves. Yeah. I was hearing an interview with one of ABBA yesterday. He said that he loves the fact that they've got the avatars because it means that he could be performing on stage but also be at home cooking a spaghetti carbonara at the same time.
Not so bad. Listen, Scott, thank you so much for joining us on the programme this morning. Lovely to hear that you enjoyed it.
The things we did, it all comes down to love.